Eureka City Council is holding a follow-up meeting regarding the vote for Bill 1040. Bill 1040 is part of a municipal code that revises two previous bills that would include the ordinances of the sit or lie on a sidewalk as well as the camping. Miles Slattery, the Eureka City Manager, explains the ordinance as a way of helping those who are in the homeless community and might not have received or know how to receive help figure out resources to better help the members in their surroundings.
The reason this has come forward is because after going through all of that for the past 10 years and trying to help these community members, we have recognized that there's a very small population of those communities members experiencing homelessness that these principles that we're implementing aren't reaching. So the intent of this ordinance is to address those individuals, the small portion of this population that are in those situations. It's another resource to help us better our community and better those community members' lives.
Rick Toledo, a lead organizer for SDS, the Students for a Democratic Society, released a press release today stating they are willing to pursue litigation if the Eureka City Council approves of Bill 1040.
We hope to sway them so that this doesn't become something where we need to go all in on litigation and figuring out all of those details. But it's something that we're prepared to do, and we've already begun talking to some progressive lawyer associations about that. So it's something that conversations are already happening, but we're hoping that that's not what we have to do. We're hoping that when the community turns out in force for this and we voice our opposition, that they will hopefully put an end to this. Because in areas like San Francisco, where we've seen these laws before, it actually ended up costing the city far more money to pursue criminalization than it would have to just give people houses and resources. So they're actually shooting themselves in the foot.
Toledo mentions Governor Gavin Newsom's new state model that addresses encampments throughout the state. Some policies in this new state model include a prohibition on persistent camping in one location, a prohibition on encampments that block free passage on sidewalks, and a requirement that local officials provide notice and make every reasonable effort to identify and offer shelter prior to clearing an encampment. Toledo further explains that the implications of this bill will further regress any progress of helping community members.
You know, we've also seen Gavin Newsom recently put out a push for more cities to adopt these policies, and we just think that's very backwards, that it's regressive, and all of the data that has been collected by these social workers who've been working with us, it all shows, you know, that this is something that's going to hurt the cities who implement it. It seems like they are favoring the interests of business owners and their immediate interest of sweep these people off the streets. We don't want to see them. We don't want it to hurt tourism versus like what's actually good for the community, what's actually good for the most impacted people.
There will be a march held by SDS at 4 p.m. starting at the Holverson Community Park Amphitheater to the Eureka City Hall on May 20th. SDS encourages participants to voice their opposition to Bill 1040 during the 6 p.m. Eureka City Council meeting.